Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another beautiful Friday. Today's November 13th.
Friday the 13th,
Jen. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Are we going to get through the day okay?
Yep. It's going to be just fine.
How did this thing ever become like what it is? Why is it a big deal?
I mean,
do you know the history behind it?
I do not.
Yeah, I know. I don't either. But the funny thing is in, you know what I think it is? I think it is, maybe because there were like the 12 apostles and then Jesus, like, you know, so there were like 13 or something. Maybe that had something to do with it. And, you know, like at the Last Supper and all that. So I don't know if that's the case, but one thing I do know is 13 is a good number in Judaism, you know. I mean, that's your bar mitzvah and everything. And so, you know, numbers are just numbers. You know, it's obviously not anything that's worth discussing too much. But it did spring up a couple of movies, right? Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see any of those? You probably haven't. You don't like scary movies.
No.
Yeah. I know. I haven't seen any of them either. I don't understand the appeal of scary movies. But
neither do I. Here, yeah. I've got some fun facts about Friday the 13th.
Okay, let's hear them.
Okay.
I'm curious.
Hold on. It's loading.
Okay. We are going to have a guest calling in today. We get to talk some politics and stuff, so that should be pretty interesting. A seasoned writer, I guess, who's got a website on the she's the editor, I guess. So we're going to find out everything about her, and that will be interesting. So I see that there's a lot of politics involved, and that should be pretty cool. But I'm sure Friday the 13th has nothing to do with politics. So what did you find out, Jen? Are you still finding out something for us?
Okay, so it's considered the unluckiest day in the Gregorian calendar. For many people, it's a day to take caution, stay indoors, avoid black cats, ladders, and mirrors. Okay, some historians believe that the superstition surrounding it arose in the late 19th century. The first documented mention of the day can be found in a biography of Italian composer Gioacchino Rossini, who died on a Friday the 13th. A 1907 book, Friday the 13th, by American businessman Thomas Lawson may have further perpetuated the superstition. Others believe that the myth has biblical origins. Jesus was crucified on a Friday, and there were 13 guests at the Last Supper, like you said.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So, yeah, you never know where it comes from. But all these black cats and all that stuff sounds like witchcraft, you know? I mean, I don't know if it's religious or not, but you know, I mean, all that stuff sounds like... yeah, like all this bad luck stuff. It's like witchcraft, you know?
Also a coincidence because for a month to have a Friday the 13th, the month has to begin on a Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so yeah. If a month does begin on a Sunday, just know that you're going to have a Friday the 13th that month.
Okay.
Which is
That's
obvious.
Very interesting. Yeah. Yeah, it's obvious, but we don't think about it, I guess. So, wow.
Whenever a common year begins on a Thursday, the months of February, March, and November will have a Friday the 13th. This will happen 11 times in the 21st century.
11 times?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, I thought it's more often than that.
Nope.
Really? So there's some years without it?
Seems to be the case.
Wow, that's interesting.
The good news is there cannot be more than 3 Friday the 13ths in any given calendar year. The longest one can go without seeing a Friday the 13th is 14 months. So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, huh? Some years don't have it. Mm. Wow. Very interesting. Well, there's the background behind Friday the 13th.
One last thing.
You don't know for sure.
Alfred Hitchcock was born on the 13th.
Okay.
Friday the 13th.
I see. So they sort of associate that with scary things or something?
Apparently.
Yeah. I don't know, you know, but like I said, you know, in some other cultures, 13 is not a bad number. So this must have started. It could be even a pagan thing or something, you know, from way back when. Who knows?
I don't know. I think of anything being unlucky is also quite negative. So maybe right. those people that believe in it or are superstitious are actually just causing their own demise.
Right. Absolutely. That's why this Mercury retrograde, I don't believe that either, you know, but
I do. And yeah. also, I've been having real technology issues these days, so I feel like maybe there's something else in the air.
Mm.
And Mercury is not in retrograde, but things are very awry.
Really?
Yes.
What, like computers and stuff like that?
Computers and cell phones and internet and all of it.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
So is Mercury in retrograde now?
No.
Oh, okay. So,
just happens to be not working.
Right.
Something else is going on.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's technology for you, man. I remember way back when I went to college, a teacher of mine called it techno stress. And that's when we were just starting using personal computers. But he already had a term for that. And I remember early on, I mean, computers were very frustrating, you know. And, I mean, my God, you know, without the internet, if you needed a fix or, like, a software update, you'd have to write to them and they'd have to send you a disk and all that. Today, it's like wham, bam. So.
Yet, we still have technology issues, even with all of the updates and all of the, like, technology advances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, look, it's to be expected, you know, when you sell, like, millions and millions of iPhones and stuff, there are bound to be some problems, you know. But I don't know why it's happening to you all at the same time, but that's a mystery.
I think Gmail is having issues because I've talked to other people and their Gmail is very slow and, like, things are getting stuck in the outbox. It's, like, not loading properly. It's a disaster.
Yeah. Actually, come to think of it, I think I've been having a few technical issues too, but I don't think it has to do with the time of year. I don't know.
Oh, no, yeah. I was saying it doesn't.
Right. 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 Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, technology is, you know, I mean, the more complicated it is, obviously, the more likely to break down. But, yeah, I don't see how we could live without it. I really don't. So, a lot of stuff in the news.
Tons.
Yeah. Did you hear that this Utah judge, a Utah judge, initially ruled that a foster child should be removed from the home of a lesbian couple, and then the judge rescinded his order now. They're saying this is breaking news. So this is great news. I mean, you know, they showed this couple, like, crying on TV and stuff, and it's like, who cares, you know, gay, not gay. You don't take kids away from their parents. This was a foster child, but still, you know. So,
well, why did the judge take the child away?
Yeah, that's a good question, but maybe because, you know, the probably because they were gay, you know, and somebody maybe complained or something. And, you know, I mean, when they find foster families, obviously they screen you pretty well, and somebody must have felt that, hey, you know, they're I mean, there's nothing on the story other than, because it just broke. But other than the headline at this point, but it's a sad thing, you know. I mean, if you decide to give them a kid in the first place, then why take it afterwards, you know? So sometimes, I mean, these judges don't always know what the hell they're doing.
No, they don't.
We've seen it again and again, you know.
Right. I mean, it's hard to talk speculation when we don't have more details.
Right.
And to, like, have a meaningful conversation over, like, whether or not the judge did it because of the lesbian couple or not.
Right. But I'm sure it is, you know. I mean, because, I mean, I did see something on the news yesterday about it. And like I said, I saw them crying and really feeling helpless. But I think it was because they're lesbians. I mean, otherwise, maybe they won't even bring up the fact that they are. So, you know, I'm not sure. Let's see. This woman went overboard off of a cruise ship during a party. And the cruise line is saying it was not an accident. People saw her actually going like intentionally going overboard while the ship was sailing in the Yucatan Channel. She must have gotten really drunk or something at the party, huh? I mean, wow. So they go back looking for her. How are you going to find something like that? You know, it was a rainy night and everything, and stormy. And even if the water's calm, I mean, you take such a drop into water, man, you're gone. Especially if she was drunk.
Yeah, I can't imagine that they find her, but if they do, that's great.
Yeah, well, they'll find a body. They're not going to find her, right? So, I mean, that always scares me when I'm on a ship because it's so high that, you know, if you have a fear of heights or something, that's enough to keep you away from the railing.
Well, they say that this boat was like a party boat and there was like a, it's a music conference. So it's like techno music. I don't know if like this person was on ecstasy or dropping acid or one of those things where maybe she was even hallucinating and thought she was, I don't know, that going toward the edge of the boat was not unsafe because of whatever she thought she saw. I don't know.
But, I mean, I'm picturing her, like, climbing over the railing and stuff, and that is, like, terrible, man. And maybe she was just joking or who knows what the hell she was doing. But that's a big price to pay for being drunk and stupid. Wow.
Well, we don't know what she was, so it's hard to tell. But if she did intentionally go overboard, that's, you know.
Yeah.
It's questionable as to why she would go overboard and what this party was and what was going on there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's saying a crazy boat adventure for 4 days of friends, fun, sun, and nonstop music. Yeah, so they're partying hard, these people.
Sounds like a blast.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Do you have you been to a rave before?
No.
Like, no, you haven't? Yeah, those are pretty interesting, but
it's not my kind of music.
No. Yeah, I know. I obviously didn't go for the music. I was just curious. It was in South Africa when I was there, so the venue was beautiful. But yeah, it wasn't my scene. You know, I mean, it's really for 20-year-olds. I think I was 35. So yeah, but it was interesting. You know, I mean, you should check it out at least once.
Yeah, it sounds like a life experience.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Okay, so we're waiting for Anna to call in. I'm sorry, Amanda Gutterman. And she's going to call in a few minutes. She's an editorial director at Slant News. So I never heard of this site, but I'm checking it out now, and it's pretty cool. So, so we're going to talk to her in a few minutes. Okay, so let's see. The weekend. Any big plans, Jen?
Tonight I might actually just stay in and do some things that I need to catch up on. And then tomorrow I have my cousin's birthday.
Oh, another cousin's birthday.
No, it's celebrating.
Melissa?
Yeah, it's celebrating her birthday.
Oh.
And then Sunday night celebrating my uncle's birthday.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, so a lot of birthdays. Do you guys have like a month where most people have birthdays in your family?
No.
No, huh?
That's not true. They fall in April, November. This is like for the most part. They fall in April, November, April, September, November, and December.
Mm. Yeah.
Otherwise.
Well, that's interesting. Many in my family are in December. Many. I mean, so many in the family are in December. And I don't understand it, but it's crazy because all the presents and all the parties and all these things that you have to go to, you know, they overlap almost.
Well, the reason it's probably December is because babies were conceived in February.
Right, exactly. Right?
Valentine's Day. That's probably why I was born then.
Right. We discussed it before, didn't we?
Yep.
Yeah. And that's interesting, but I think that's exactly what happens. Who knows? But then again, you know, you're talking about, you know, my family, Israeli people, we didn't celebrate any Valentine's Day. So who knows what the reason is there.
Well, maybe it was cold and it was winter and that was why.
Yeah, people get cozy.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, who knows. But it's, but yours is in December.
Yep.
So, yeah, I see a lot of Decembers. Very cool. So, oh, so I was watching more of Silver Lining Playbook last night, and I really liked the movie. Where I think I asked you, but were there any nominations for this movie?
Yeah.
Which ones? Bradley, her,
I think Jennifer Lawrence.
Really?
And the movie.
Oh, okay. Did she win?
No.
She didn't win. Yeah, she's,
I don't believe so. I don't remember, though.
Yeah, she does a tremendous job in that movie, and so does he. There's that chemistry that you need for those kind of characters, you know. Mm-hmm. And they somehow make it convincing. So I... yeah, but... Actually, it just shows you how people really, like, they need somebody, you know. And I guess her husband died, and he was going through a divorce and everything, where he saw his wife banging his boss or, yeah, whoever it was. No, that was the history teacher in the room while their wedding song was playing. I mean, how more insulting can you get?
I mean, I don't remember it that clearly, so I don't remember.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it was a good movie.
Yeah. You know, that's, you know, one thing about cheating, and I don't understand, people obviously still do this, is cheat at home. I mean, what are you thinking?
Don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to cheat, try to keep it secret. What are you doing in your own house for?
I don't know. That. I think maybe they want to get caught.
You think so?
It
makes sense,
something.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, why would you do that? I mean, it's the craziest thing to do. Even if you think your husband is away or your wife is working or whatever, you know. Crazy, crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I find, you know, I mean, still to this day, I find cheating to be a very serious thing. You know, because I remember I was cheated on with my first substantial serious girlfriend when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then she openly started cheating on me and stuff, like admitting that she was going out with this guy. And I'm like fucking devastated. I was here alone, you know, from Israel. I just arrived here. I didn't have family or much of a support system. And I was miserable. So ever since then, I thought, you know, I'm never going to cheat, and I'll never tolerate it in a relationship of mine. So luckily, I never had to deal with it, you know? I mean, you never know if a partner didn't cheat on you, but at least I don't know that they did.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they did.
But is ignorance bliss, or would you rather know?
Good question, you know? I never thought about it because it never really happened where I had to deal with it. But what do you think? I mean, would you want to know? You said that you would tell a friend if you knew something.
Of course.
So you would want to know.
I would definitely want to know.
Right.
I wouldn't want to be a fool.
Exactly. Who wants to be the sucker that's getting cheated on?
Well, I would rather get out of it.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, I guess if you already break up with the person and then in hindsight, like, do I want to know?
Right.
No.
Like in the past. That's what I mean. Yeah.
That I'm cool with not knowing, because what's done is done and we're not together anymore.
Exactly. Why open up a wound, you know, when you don't need to?
Right.
Yeah.
So in that case, fine. I don't want to know. But if somebody's cheating on me, I would want to know immediately.
Yeah, yeah. You feel strongly about it, too.
Yeah, I would never want to touch the person again.
Right, exactly.
And
exactly.
I'd want to have the option to decide that for myself.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I would want nothing to do with that person anymore. Because, I mean, the violation of trust there is so severe, I think, that it doesn't warrant a pass.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, some people can do it. I just cannot.
Yeah, and people have done it. You know, I mean, I've seen this happen. But, you know, also what happens is you become like almost subservient to the other person, to the one you cheated on, because they're going to hold it against you for the rest of your life.
Totally.
You know, so it's probably not a good idea to stay after an affair.
No, I think you should just like pack your bags and take your shame and go.
Right. I know. Yeah, it's tough, you know, and when kids find out about it, that's even more devastating, you know. I mean, I've seen that happen, and it's definitely not good for the kids to see that. You know, somebody also posted about how divorce is a great thing and everything, and you know, and I saw this post and I thought, divorce is not great, you know. I mean, you're breaking up a family. And even if you, you know, I mean, I divorced twice, so I should know. But I don't recommend divorce if you can avoid it, because you're breaking up a family. And I claim that many of the people in the family get screwed up from it. People can argue with me about it, but I think it does. I think that people are not the same, you know. My son was born into a marriage that was already broken, and we broke up 6 months later. So that's terrible, you know. I mean, thing is, he never really got a chance to see his parents together, although I did go back to her for 3 years, so they did get a chance, a little glimpse of what it's like to live in a family, you know. But I mean, she remarried and everything, so, you know, they're grown as well. But divorce sucks, man. It really sucks. It's way up there in the biggest stressors that you can find.
Right. But it's better to be divorced and give your children a happy home than to be with parents that don't like each other.
Right. And to be miserable and stuff. But, yeah. So, I mean, but today it's acceptable, you know. It's a lot easier because people, I mean, families are not just father, mother, and the two kids, you know. There's a diversity of families today, and people have learned to accept it, you know. It's, we're not all the same, you know.
Yeah.
So I see our guest is not calling in. I don't know what's going on, but I was ready to talk to her a lot about politics, so.
Me too. I want to know what's going on and what people are interested in knowing about.
Right. I mean, did you see this? Donald Trump, he gave like a 95-minute speech. I mean, who could stand to watch it for that long? That's an hour and a half.
Forget man, watching it. I can't listen for that long.
I know. Or listening, yeah. Or, you know, just being a... and it's a rant. You know, it was a rant. They're saying that mostly he was talking about Ben Carson. He says that voters that support Ben Carson are stupid to believe the crap that is his life story. And, yeah, more of a Donald Trump rhetoric.
I just don't understand how anyone can take him seriously. And I'll say this, you know, forever. Right. I just don't. When he says things like, believe that crap. Like, who taught you how to speak?
Yeah, who talks like that? And even in business, right? I mean, in business, you wouldn't talk like that. But that's the thing. You know, I think it's because he's got so much money and succeeded in a way that many people are envious. And, you know, I mean, look, making it in America is a big deal. It's the American dream. And I think people respect people with money, you know, and influence. You know, he's got name recognition. And, you know, maybe people are looking for someone who doesn't behave like a politician.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know. I mean, what the hell? I mean, people like behave like that in other countries like crazy, you know. Just here we use... you know, gloves to treat people with. But, you know, he's... yeah, so I don't know. You know, I mean, yeah, we keep insisting he should come up with what he can do and everything, but he keeps putting people down. He says that Hillary's playing the women's card big league and ridiculed Marco Rubio as weak like a baby and vowed to bomb the shit out of ISIS. So,
spoken like a president.
Right, huh?
No, I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, honestly, he should watch Scandal and get tips from Scandal if he needs to, like... It's just so silly.
Yeah. What's Scandal, a TV show?
Yeah, it's about, like, the president or whatever. But, I mean, to not know how to give a speech in public and you're running for president...
Yeah. It sounds like almost he's trying to make people laugh, you know, because people were laughing a lot while he was talking. I just saw a glimpse of it, like a little clip.
The thing is, he's also speaking to people that already follow him, so they already support him.
Right.
So what he says is probably gold to them.
So he's preaching to the choir.
Right. They already like his style. They already think he's got, you know, some points that are important. And... it's, I don't know that he's alienating people that already follow him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, obviously he's talking to everybody, not just those people there. So
right, but he's alienating people like me who already don't like him.
Yeah.
He's not alienating people that like him.
Right.
Which is why he continues to remain in the polls, is because he's doing much of the same.
Right, but he must be getting more people to follow him. I don't know.
Or the other people just are having less people follow them.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. But right now, I mean, the only ones really that I think are in the running, I don't even think Bush is going to make it, because he's not doing very well at all and hasn't from the beginning. So I think it's down to really Trump, Rubio, who's the other guy? I think Cruz and Ben Carson. I mean, those are the four really that I think are the front runners, and the one of them is probably going to get the nomination. I can't imagine anybody else getting it. Rand Paul is just completely out there, you know, with his ideas and everything, and doesn't seem to appeal to anyone. He's just completely off the charts. So they're saying he probably won't be in the next debate, and we'll see. So there's going to be another debate November, I think next week or something.
Oh, good. What would we do without another debate?
I wonder if that's going to be the Democratic debate. I'm not sure. But they were promoting it on CBS, so I think that's what it's going to be. Donald Trump is like a celebrity in our society, and I think people just get blinded by this. Because, look, people go to his Trump Tower as though it was a monument or something, you know, or like a tourist attraction, which it is. But it's just a building, you know, but it's got all the gold and the marble and waterfalls and all that.
Well, why wouldn't people want to see that?
Yeah, exactly. But so
and you associate Trump with opulence and, like, successful business.
Right.
So
yeah. And a TV star and real estate star and, you know, who knows what else. So, yeah, so people know him, I think. And in politics, he stands out like a sore thumb. But, hey, he's leading. I don't know what's going on. I wish somebody would tell us why this is happening. Because just that anger thing is not good enough excuse.
No.
Or reason, I mean.
No. You know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know what? People are angry, and yet things are happening in our government currently, so...
Yeah. Yeah, that's why people are angry.
No, good things are happening. Like
good things?
The fact that possibly the jihadi guy is killed, and that they're making headway over there and, dealing with ISIS.
Yeah. Well, that's good news, yeah. But that's... okay. But the... the whole plan there, I mean, there's not like really a solid plan, you know. So this Jihadi John thing, they're saying he was probably killed, you know. They don't know for sure yet. But he's not a big deal really, you know. He was just a mouthpiece for them.
Of course he's a big deal. It's a symbol. Right.
Well, his role in ISIS is not major. It's no big deal.
It's only
not
like the public forefront and the guy in every video.
Right, but it's not going to hit ISIS in any way. That's all I'm saying. I mean, there's going to be another person doing the same thing.
I'm sure, but it's more of a symbol that we're, like, coming for them and that we can find them and that we're going to do things. And, like you were saying, there's no plan, but we also didn't know they were doing that. So there's got to be a plan.
I don't know if there's a grand plan. I sure hope so, though, let me tell you.
I would assume that it's under wraps because it's, like, you know...
Yeah,
black ops kind of things, and we're not going to know those until they happen.
Right. That's true. But that's what they're saying, though, is that, ISIS has really figured out how to use social networks, and it drafts people that way, you know, and it... radicalizes people around the world, and that's why you get like lone wolves and stuff who might not be connected to ISIS. In other words, their attack was not planned by ISIS, but they're still affected by them or influenced by them, and that's a worldwide thing. You know, they have all the killings and stuff videotaped, and they somehow appeal to a lot of people. Maybe not a lot of people, but plenty. They're saying they probably have like a 30,000 person military, which is pretty large for an organization like this. It's not even a country. Yeah, Jihadi John. Man, how can they behead people, you know? And they don't just like whack it off, you know? They like saw it off. I mean, I don't mean to do that, but when I read that, I thought, how awful, how friggin' awful. How can people even do that? You know? I mean, you can't kill a fly. How would you possibly do this to a human being? Never even do it to an animal.
I don't know. Well, yeah. That's why they said that better to kill Jihadi John than to not kill him, because he is like an animal.
Right.
The way he behaves, it's not human to kill people that way. I mean, better to have him off the planet.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm saying.
And I'm not somebody that's for killing. Like, I'm not an eye for an eye kind of person, but I do believe in certain instances, especially with war, like, that needed to be done.
So you believe in justice or not?
I think there's a fine line. I wouldn't just say blanket justice. Mm.
I think on a case per case basis. Okay. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Where's our guest, man? They double checked with me yesterday, confirmed yesterday. Yeah. So Donald Trump is only leading Carson in Iowa by two percentage points. So they're pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance to listen to Carson and see if he sounds like Kevin Costner?
No.
No?
Not yet, but if you want to play a clip, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get one ready here, but yeah, I'm wondering if anybody else hears it, because it sounds just like him. It's funny. So, yeah, weekend coming up. I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I mean, it's just, like, really dry. I'm getting chapped lips and everything.
The seasons are changing.
Yeah. They are changing, man. They're changing.
I like it. Even though I'm cold and complain, I'd rather it be cold than not cold.
What does that mean? So, you prefer to have it cold than hot?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to have a winter right now.
Right. But you like hot, right?
I like somewhere in the middle.
Oh, okay.
I don't like extremes.
Yeah. I know. Today is a great day, you know. I mean, it's going to get chilly, but right now it's beautiful. The sky's clear. I'm sure people would give anything to live here right now.
Yeah. Well, so what are you doing this weekend with this nice weather?
Yeah. That's a good question, Jen. You know, you always ask me that, and I'm stumped because I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I realized you had asked me, and I didn't ask you.
Right. That's okay. You don't have to be that polite.
It's okay. And ask me inquiring to. Minds want to know.
No, that's true. But with me, it's always like, you better wait till Monday until if I have something to say. But otherwise, as far as plans, nothing. I was going to go see my son up in San Francisco, but he's coming down next week for the holidays, so I figured I'm just going to wait till, I guess, after the winter break when he goes back to college. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, San Francisco would be cool. If you've been there, right?
Yep. Jen,
I mean, Lauren is from there. Did you ever go there with her?
No, that's a plan we'd like to do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Is she still in touch with people from her neighborhood and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I've yet to meet anybody who said, I don't like San Francisco.
I don't know anybody that has said that.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian Howie had interesting things to say about dating in San Francisco, though.
Really?
And what, you know, how everyone says, like, their city is this, that, and the other thing. Well, in San Francisco, apparently the women feel that the men aren't good enough.
Wow.
And the men.
That's like the majority. The general feeling,
according to the 100 people in the room or the 200 people in the room, that's the sentiment. So the women feel that the men aren't good enough, and the men feel that the women aren't pretty enough, because the women don't try hard because they're like successful in business, so they just feel like, well, I don't have to.
Wow, I wonder how you can generalize that about a city. You know,
I mean, we make the same generalizations here, but they're about other things.
Yeah, I guess we do have a.
Same with New Yorkers. Kind of everybody feels about their city a certain way.
Yeah. I know. It sort of like gets a reputation, you know. But so the men don't try hard enough. What does that mean?
No, they aren't good enough.
The men aren't good enough and the women aren't pretty enough.
Right.
Okay.
That's right. What they say. So I don't good know. Enough,
whatever that happens. I mean, whatever that means.
It's not their opinion.
Good enough, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I can see how that would create a problem.
Yeah.
Between the sexes. I mean, my God.
There's probably a lot of single people there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of suspicion and stuff, you know. I mean,
I wouldn't go with suspicion, but I would say that they're just probably not matching, if that's how they feel.
Yeah, but I mean, I think if you felt safe with someone, you probably would, you know, so.
Why would you feel safe with someone?
Because
or how is
you
that
can
related?
Trust them. I don't know, because you can trust them.
I'm kind of confused where you're going with this.
Okay.
Because if we're saying that in San Francisco, the women say that the men aren't good enough and the men say the women aren't pretty enough, what does suspicion have to do with it?
What does suspicion have? I don't know. Why did the word come out?
I don't know.
Okay.
Great.
Lest we confuse you listeners, we have to make sure we know what we're talking about at every point. Okay. So no suspicion. But, yeah, so, but I guess, look, I mean, if you compare people to L.A., then you have such a big selection, I can imagine why, you know, I mean, I can see where the men just keep on moving from one girl to another, but I think that does happen here on both ends, though, right?
In L.A.?
We discussed that. That there's such a big selection that people don't spend too much on one person.
Right.
Yeah. What are we going to do about dating in L.A., man?
I think you just got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to hope for the best, and you got to be your best version of yourself, and you've got to be open to and all kinds of people.
Right. And there are great people out here. I mean, there's a lot of great people, and people have to understand that, you know, that L.A. has a reputation, but, you know, it makes the person, but to a certain extent, you know. Then some people retain a lot of their beliefs, their behavior, and they're cool the way they were back home, wherever they moved from, you know. So, but people come here and they act differently.
Well, I think they move here because their priorities are to get ahead.
Yeah, but I don't think that should have to do with how quickly you go from one person to another.
It does, you know? Though, because if you're not committed to finding someone, that's not your priority. Your priority is to get ahead. So you're not going to focus on one person. You're not going to want to even get close to one person.
Right. So, but these people are probably not part of the people that we're counting as far as people that are looking for a relationship. Maybe they're not looking for a relationship.
Right.
And, you know, in that case, I don't think we can make that generalization about them. You know, I mean, because if you're looking for a relationship and then you don't give someone a chance, something's wrong with that. But if you're just hooking up...
I don't think that the person that's looking for a relationship is doing what you're saying. I think they're looking for a relationship, so they're going to stay with somebody or they're going to try to.
Right.
Yeah.
So why do we have that reputation about men in relationships?
I don't think it's about men in relationships. I think it's about single people in LA.
Okay.
And people's priorities here, which is why there's a lot of single people here versus people in relationships.
Yeah. Okay. So it's because people come here for their career.
Right.
In entertainment.
And people also become ready for a relationship at different times. So, like, it doesn't always line up, which is why then they're single people.
True. That makes sense.
If I'm ready, but all of the men in the population are not, I'm not going to have a relationship because I can't find somebody to be in one with.
Right, right. But God knows not everybody's like that. So.
No, of course not. And that's why, you know, it's very important to keep your mind open. And Brian actually made a very good point. And he said, if you're in your 30s and you're still single, you should not have a type anymore. You need to get rid of that.
Yeah.
You don't have a type. You can't have a type. You have to be open to other people. You have to be open to all kinds of people because... your type doesn't work.
Right. I remember him talking about that also, that, you know, we filter out people and stuff. And, yeah, what was the point? I can't remember, but what you said.
Yeah, and people need to be open, you know, and not always...
Exactly, not be picky,
not be picky and not look down and not you know, have this whole like thought in their head that the guy or the girl has to be a certain thing or a certain way. Or there's also the grass is always greener theory here, and it's like, yeah, it's true. There are so many people out there that it's like, well, I have somebody great now, but there could be better out there.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, but you know, yeah, people go through that everywhere. I think where you know you have that temptation, but maybe not as big a selection. I don't know if that makes a difference or not. Maybe it just has to do with people's attitudes.
I don't know.
Yeah. So I guess we're not going to hear from our guest today.
Seems that way.
Yeah. Oh, well. And this was something that was planned a few times, confirmed and reconfirmed, and then it doesn't happen. I guess this, I saw this on the news yesterday. The Secret Service officer was arrested in a child sex sting. And apparently he was writing to who he thought was a 14-year-old girl. Sent her explicit photos of himself. Told her he wanted to have sex with her and wanted to meet her. And so I guess there was a sting. It was an undercover officer, I guess, who was pretending to be the 14-year-old. And so the officer finally turned himself in, and he admits to sending message to other underage girls as well on a mobile messaging service. I don't know which one that is, but yeah, I mean, what are you doing?
I don't know. That's very strange, and I don't understand, first, how Secret Service people become Secret Service. Is it, like, retired veterans of some kind, or how does that work?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't say.
Well, I'd be curious to, you know, find out how they're vetted, and obviously that's up to me to research that, but
right,
these people are imperfect, especially, you know, if a person is doing a role.
Right.
They're still a person. I just will never understand the psychology behind wanting a younger girl.
Right. Well, I mean, look. Yeah, I mean, look. At this age, obviously, this doesn't make sense. I mean, you can see why men would want, like, 25-year-olds and stuff, you know. But yeah, I mean, this is, like, this is below, like, I mean, I can't understand why. Yeah, what's the attraction there? I mean, what do you have in common with a 14-year-old? Other than, you know, I mean, even her body is not fully developed. She's a girl. She's not a woman.
Right.
You know, so I agree with you on that, you know. And besides, it's obviously illegal, and you don't do the shit, and you don't send pictures to anybody. I don't care who it is. You don't send freaking pictures. Didn't he see what happened to Anthony Weiner? I mean,
apparently he doesn't. He works in Secret Service, but doesn't read the news.
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, you know, I mean, his life is going to be hell now because, yeah, I mean, your life is over when you do something like this.
Is it though? I mean, it's literally part of the news cycle. I'm sure news today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah, but I mean, but he's still going to get charged with it and everything.
I'm sure,
regardless of whether it's going to
get fired and it's going to be a whole thing, but
he'll probably jailed for a while.
Maybe.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And, you know, I've been reading about this dark web. Have you heard of that? The dark web, which is like, I guess, illegal parts of the internet where people sell drugs, the child porn, anything that you
weapons.
Can think of, weapons, anything you can think of that's illegal. That's what people find, buy and sell. I guess there was a site called Silk Road where you could buy drugs. And we're not just talking cannabis here, folks. We're talking heavy drugs as well. And so it was shut down somehow. But there's still a lot of shit going on that we don't even know about. And there's a special browser called Tor, T-O-R, that people are using. It lets you... I guess stay anonymous, although other browsers let you stay anonymous too, but this is like this is a way for criminals to really use the web and communications to break the law.
That's sad that there's so many out there that are doing it too. That like there has to be this secret, you know, not society, but way for people to communicate and do things like this.
Yeah.
Like, why are there so many criminals out there? What's wrong with people?
Yeah, well.
Who dropped you on your head as a child? Or who abandoned you? Go to therapy.
Yeah. Well, maybe his parents abandoned him.
Who's he?
The bastard that's doing these things, or anybody.
Yeah.
That's doing this. I'm just talking about
a general criminal?
Yeah, a theoretical person.
Okay. Well, anyway, I mean, I think that our government should probably be ahead of the people doing this, so.
And I think they are.
You know, obviously, if it's in the news, it's not. We're hearing about it after it's been discovered.
Right. But you can't eliminate something like this, you know, because
it's like whack-a-mole,
you know. It's like you get one, the other one comes out, you know.
But also, it's a good way for people to find criminals. So if it exists still, then there can be people on there
potentially
saying they're sellers of drugs, but it's really the government catching people. Same as dealing with the Secret Service.
Right. But that's the point. It's anonymous, so it's very hard to find people on there, you know. I mean, because look, on the regular web, there's ways to keep yourself anonymous and stuff. So you can imagine if you go into this kind of realm that you really can't be found out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I guess they probably have gambling there too and all that stuff. But you know what? It's like stuff like this. I don't even want to like peek and see what's going on there.
No.
Because you may see some things you don't want to see.
Yeah. It's like a black hole.
Yeah.
Plus you're not a criminal, so you have no reason to be there.
Yeah, but out of curiosity, you know, to see what people are doing. But for me, it's sufficient just to read the articles about it. You know, I don't want to get involved in that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, what else? I guess that's it. New movies this weekend that you know of?
No idea.
That are starting. You know what I'd like to see is the Peanuts movie.
Really? Why?
Yeah, that seems pretty cute. I don't know. I like the animation. I like the Charlie Brown thing. I don't know why. I never really watch it, but it seems kind of like innocent, you know?
Well, yeah. It's
for
kids
little
movie.
Kids, yeah.
Too bad you don't have grandkids. Yeah. You could take them.
I know. Well, eventually I will.
Yes.
I hope. But, yeah, that's why I mean, that's one of the reasons I love when my kids were young. We would see all these movies, all these shows, mm-hmm. Rugrats, and it was fun, you know? It was a lot of fun. But we all grow. We all get older.
Might be weird, though, if you are in a theater alone. Like, without
a child. And Peanuts?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't think I'm going to do that. Maybe take one of my nephews or something.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Do that.
We'll see.
And then you'll spend time with family.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody, thank you all for listening. We greatly appreciate your being here. And that's it. I'm sure we have a studio guest on Monday, and hopefully she'll be here. And that's it, everybody. Have a great weekend. Jen, have a relaxing one.
Thank you, too.
And a happy one, and we'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen. Right here on LA Talk Radio.